Extract.
Thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio, talking about the dilemmas of life and no one else will, and trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
It's a Saturday night, and you are about to experience the most fabulous 2 hours that you possibly can on a Saturday night. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin, and that man...
So is your new strategy for when you show up late, not that you weren't tonight, you were on time. See, when that opening fires and I point to Stephen's chair...
Yeah.
If he starts speaking, then he's made it by the skin of his teeth on time. But is the strategy, like, when you do that, is it to promise something we can't fulfill?
You're about to enter the most majestic,
intergalactic,
most mind-blowing radio show you've ever heard in all your life.
Well, it is. Baldwin McCullough is...
You're supposed to under-promise...
And over-deliver.
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm not doing that.
You consistently do the opposite.
I'm not doing that.
And you consistently reverse that process.
Baldwin McCullough Live, our number is 888-340.
I'll get you the Empire State Building.
33. Well, that's going for $2.1 billion. Did you hear about that?
No, we're selling it?
Yeah, they got
a Chinese firm buying it? They're buying everything else in town.
Some Arab individual, I believe, is making a $2.1 billion cash offer for the Empire State Building. But anyway, the number is 888-340-3373.
Who do you buy the Empire State Building from? You just come on over to Manhattan and say, do you know a guy?
Well, it's an interesting story, because there's the building owned by one consortium.
Right.
Conglomerateness.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the land that's owned somehow by some group that's like a Helmsley family thing. So they're just trying to figure out what they're going to do. But it looks like this, I think he's an Arab fella, who's looking to lay down $2.1 billion cash, daddy-o.
Probably came from the purchases of all the gasoline that the Americans have put in his pocket.
Could be.
Anyway, well, I did not heard that. To meet the kids and to do things with the kids.
And he did something that I don't know why he does this to me, but he does it. He slipped out the back door and got in the car while I was waiting in the lobby, expecting him to get off the elevator and come straight in front of me, and we get in the car and go. So I'm kind of stuck in the lobby waiting for him, thinking that he's taking his sweet time getting down to the lower lobby. And in reality, he's already in the car, enjoying the air conditioning in the middle of the hot Iowa summer afternoon. But while I'm there, because this is PGA Championship weekend, I'm running through the TV channels trying to find who's leading the PGA. I'm just changing channels. And, of course, now that you have digital television, you've got 189,000 different options. So I'm doing it one by one because there's no remote for the lobby TV. Every channel I'm on, every channel I turn to, it's the President of the United States. And I'm going... It's a Friday afternoon, Mr. President. Why are you on every television channel that's on my television? And it became kind of clear he was giving a press conference. And in the process of giving that press conference, he wanted to address certain things. And one of the things that he did address, and he was... eager to do it, was the issue of the NSA surveillance. Now, we've talked about the NSA surveillance on this broadcast. We've talked about it on my daily show, on my weekly show. And we've said in those settings, here's what we think, Mr. President. Don't spy on America. Don't spy on America. Don't take our information. You don't need the metadata. You don't need the content of our phone calls. You don't need to do those things to us that you shouldn't be doing to law-abiding people. You just shouldn't be doing it to law-abiding people. So I'm listening to his explanation, and I'm actually kind of pulling for him. I'm like, okay, Mr. President, give us something extra. Tell us that the NSA metadata somehow thwarted a terror attack. Give us some piece of something that tells us that this was important for you to do and demonstrate that through evidence, through substance. As he's talking, I hear him say, we're not out to get the average American. This isn't about harassing ordinary Americans. What we're doing is we're doing everything we can to keep our country safe. And then he says, you need to trust us. My question for you tonight as we kick off the discussion, 888-340-3373. There's no right or wrong answer to this. Do you believe, 888-340-3373, do you believe that the president has earned the right for us to trust him on his explanation and lack of substance in that explanation? No evidence, no extra indicators of anything, no proof that we can go look up. Has he earned our trust to trust him to allow the government to take all of our telephone metadata?
Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough. Have you seen the headlines as it relates to the implementation of Obamacare? It's a total disaster. Has been from the beginning. I even predicted it would be in my book, No, He Can't, How Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change. You know who else saw it coming from the beginning as well? My friends AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. What did they see? They saw AARP take $1 billion in taxpayer money as a bribe to support Obamacare. And even though the vast majority of AARP members said, we don't want AARP to be in bed with Obamacare, they took the bribe, took your tax dollars, and did it anyway. That's why you deserve a better choice. And that's what AMAC is. It's a United Voice, information, advocacy, discounts, benefits, travel, and insurance. Call them at 888-262-2006 or go to AMAC.us. AMAC is better. Better for you. Better for America. 888-262-2006. That's 888-262-2006 or AMAC.us. And tell them Kevin McCullough sent you.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 8, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,293.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,340.55, $670.27 for a half ounce, or $335.14 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,340.55, $670.27, and $335.14.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war, it's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Baldwin McCullough Live, and we're glad you're with us from not New York City tonight, though you'll see a live shot of the Times Square and other areas of New York coming to and from our breaks. But what you're seeing is Kevin McCullough in a boardroom in Ames, Iowa. And we are in the process of being part of the Family Leadership Summit here tonight and doing what we can to help encourage those who care about family and the issues that pro-family voters care about. It's been a very busy, very full couple of days. And Stephen was on early this morning. I was on in the middle of the afternoon, and in the process of those sessions, they had other folks that were, senators, and they had the governor of Iowa come in and some others that that were with us today. So it's been a lot of fun, made a couple of thousand new friends, et cetera. But here's what I wanted to talk about, because this story came across as I was getting ready to go visit the young people at the conference yesterday, and that was very simply that the president came on the TV and said, look, everybody's still all up in arms about the NSA surveillance stuff. Yeah, we took all of the telephone data of everything, every call that's been dialed in the last since 2009. We've taken every bit of metadata, but you need to understand it's just for security, and you need to trust us. And I'm curious, from where you sit, and from the perspective that you have, so I can't tell you what to think or how you should think or anything else. But what I want to know is, from your perspective, has he earned that trust? From your perspective, where you sit as just a simple American tonight, observing the world around you, has the president earned the trust of the American people to be able to say, trust me, with your sensitive information? And friends, just remember, the administration has only admitted to the parts of the data that they have been collecting and so forth. They've only been admitting to it as it's been released. So, for instance, had Edward Snowden not, released some of the stuff he's released, we wouldn't know about some of this. And I believe that the press conference was reaction to the data that Snowden and others have released, and that there's pressure being put on the administration by the American people to do something about this. Stop taking Americans' information. But I want to know what you think. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. It's Kevin McCullough with you in place of Baldwin McCullough tonight on Baldwin McCullough Live. Let's go to line one. Steve's calling from North Carolina, listening to us on Sirius XM. Hey, Steve, welcome. Glad you're with us.
Thank you.
Line one, Steve, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Hello, Steve.
Hello, can you hear me?
Steve, I can't hear Steve. Can you put Steve in my mix, please? 888-340-3373.
Hello.
Steve, are you there? I got nothing, guys. I need Steve in my headset. So, 888-34... I cannot hear him. David, please put him in the feed going to my headset. Don't tell me he's here. Please put him in my headset. If I can't hear him, we can't have a conversation. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. So I'll tell you how I was reacting to it. I'm sitting in the lobby. Again, I'm waiting for Stephen to come through to get in the car so we go over and do the speaking gig yesterday. And I see the president. He's on every television channel. I wanted to see the PGA Championship, but I couldn't find it because the president's press conference was taking precedence. And as we were going through the different channels, I got several of the pieces of the same sentence, but it was all in different cadence. And the thought that went through my mind was, have you earned the opportunity, Mr. President, for me to give you my trust, for me to be able to say that I'm supposed to trust you? Have you earned that right from me in an honorable way? 888-340-3373. Somebody said on Facebook not long after I was able to check a few hours later that someone in the media had classified the press conference as a regurgitation of lies. And that's strong words. Those aren't my words. That was somebody else's words that witnessed it. But how do you feel about the president now that we only know about the NSA surveillance, the tracking of our phone calls, all the stuff that went in? We only know that because they were forced to admit it. If we hadn't had the evidence to force them to admit it, they still wouldn't have admitted it. How do you feel about the fact that he said, this is only for security, and you need to trust me? In a little bit, I'll tell you how some of the folks here in Iowa responded to that. But let me try again. Line one, Steve in North Carolina. Are you there?
Hi, can you hear me?
I can, Steve. Thank you so much.
All right, that's great. First of all, it just occurs to me that the president, our current president, is the least transparent in his own administration. Even the liberal press argues constantly that he won't sort of let them in. And so he certainly doesn't practice what he expects us to preach in that regard. And secondly, even if we could trust him, and supposing, you know, all his intentions are noble and that by executing this he helped thwart some terrorist attacks, this is a dangerous precedent to set in place. It's just like taxes. They're going to raise for a while, and then they're going to repeal them. They never get repealed. So once it becomes a standard that all of our conversations and digital media are scrutinized and stored, then when people perhaps less noble, if assuming that our current president is, then we're in for trouble, and we will have set a precedent that's very dangerous to our democracy. So I would say, no, it's a foolish idea that this should be a matter of course, that they can sort through our personal business.
Steve, let me ask you this. Did you see any of the press conference yesterday?
No, frankly, I didn't, although I did hear some snippets of it. And by the way, he's a very genuine and reassuring sounding guy, but I don't care what he says. The premise to me is dangerous.
Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying there. Steve from Wilmington, North Carolina, thanks for listening to us tonight on Sirius XM. And the Baldwin McCullough live broadcast, of course, here every Saturday night. Yeah, there's no question that he sounds like an earnest guy when he's making his case. There's no question that he may even, like, really honestly believe that they're not going to pry into the lives of, quote, ordinary Americans. By the way, who are ordinary Americans? I thought that was a weird choice of words to say, we're only doing this for security, but we won't harass the lives of ordinary Americans. Who gets defined as that? I don't know. We'll have to check on that as well. Taking more of your calls, did he earn your trust as he requested it yesterday? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. It's Baldwin McCullough from Ames, Iowa. Stay with us.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
people are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle, and you can win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udi's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Are you ready to fight back? Fight back against the army of spies, scammers, and government wonks that are hell-bent on stealing your information? Let me ask you one question. What are you doing right now to protect your privacy? Learn how to take your identity off the grid and even disappear forever with this weird trick at privacyradio.com. I'll show you how to protect yourself and your family from big government and big business in just 10 easy steps. Go to privacyradio.com to learn more.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
Day for free.
Tell Alive, but we're also coming to you live from Ames, Iowa tonight, which is where the Family Leadership Summit has been going on for the last couple of days. And Baldwin is actually tonight attending a movie awards ceremony for 168 Film Festival in Los Angeles, hence why he's not with us. And we are happy to be here with you. And I'm hoping to have some special guests in the second hour as the main speaker on the stage right now at the Family Leadership Summit, just feet away from where I am, is Donald Trump. The business magnate, talking about world trade and what's going on with China and how the currency is getting manipulated and all kinds of stuff. So thank you for your patience. I also want to say welcome to our brand new audience for the first time connecting with us tonight on the UAN television network in New York City. And if you're aware of us in New York and you're watching via the television, we would love to have you be part of the broadcast as well. The phone number is frequently on the bottom of your screen. You can see that, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. But thank you to those of you in New York that are getting us now for the first time on the UAN TV network that's on Channel 17 on over-the-air broadcast. So if you're listening to us on The Answer, if you're listening by way of radio in New York, you can now also see us on television as well. So that's exciting, and we're excited to be able to do that. We wanted to do that for you last week, but we just had some equipment that wasn't quite installed yet. But anyway, okay, so I've asked you about this press conference that the president did yesterday, and I think it's fair to say that the press conference kind of had mixed results. I think the president thought, I'm going to get myself out of the doghouse on this, and we're going to finally see the public kind of begin to turn back. And what happened in light of the press conference is the new public polls came out today, and he has reached an all-time low in the public polling process. So my question to you, the summation of his press conference in his prepared statement was basically this. Look, the NSA surveillance stuff, you know, where they went to Verizon and they said, give us all your records of all the people. And, of course, these telephone companies have everything related to the phone calls. They even have the content of the calls. And because of a little doctrine that the government likes to use called the third-party doctrine, and they say, well, if you have made your data available to a phone company, that's a third party. You no longer have the right to privacy of your phone calls. Well, do you go along with that? Do you agree with that? The president said, we've only used this data for national security, and we're not interested in harassing average Americans. Do you feel good about that? Do you feel like that's the truth? Do you feel like he's being honest about it? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Let's go to line three. Ken is calling from Detroit, Michigan, listening to WDTK AM 1400. Hey, Ken, welcome.
Yeah, I had to comment that, no, I don't trust the president, and I have to look at his track record. Let's face it, if we examine every speech he's ever given, whether it's on television, newspaper, in front of the media, what do we see? Lies, we see deception, we see misdirection. I mean, the guy cannot be trusted. So no, I don't think he's, he doesn't deserve our trust.
And if he had not had the quote issues of honesty on those previous issues, you would be more likely to give him a pass on this, is what you're saying?
I would never give him a pass with what we know.
Right.
You know, and the fact is, I mean, if it wasn't for what Snowden did. And what he did for us as far as the American people go was a good thing.
Well, you know what's interesting about that, Ken, and I think that you're right, and I've actually changed my thinking on Snowden. When he first did what he did, I was like, even if what he's showing up is really truly bad, I'm not in favor of him doing this. And I was speaking with a fellow talk show host by the name of Steve Dace, who's also here with me in Iowa. And we've become friends. My company now syndicates his radio show. And he said, Kevin, think about it this way. Snowden's ultimate accountability is not to the government. It is to the people. It is the people that he was working for. And if he knows something that is not truthful, then it's his responsibility to make that. And he said, if you're in Snowden's position, why would you go, okay, I'll turn myself into this administration. I'll come back and... You wouldn't trust them.
Well, see, that's it. I think it's the duty of the American people. If you become aware of the government breaking the law, then I think it's your duty to the American people to expose them.
Speak up. Yep, I got you, Ken. Thanks for the call. Sherry in Iowa, Dave in Indiana. Hold on, we're going to take you in just a second. But it's Baldwin McCullough Live, and tonight talking about the president's press conference from yesterday. Stay with us on Baldwin McCullough Live.
You don't see her because she is... Actors, models, singers, and dancers. Is it your destiny to perform? God is raising a new generation of performers who are real. Performers who are positive role models. Join his movement in media. AMTC, Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, is coming to cities across America. Call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit amtcaudition.org. Success in the entertainment industry is about more than your talent. It's about what
you know. It's about who you know. Find both at AMTC. Call 1-800-STAR-420. Children, teens, and adults, if you have a calling to be in film, fashion, music, or theater, this is your chance to do it right. AMTC is coming, even to a city near you. To learn more, call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit amtcaudition.org. AMTC is a nonprofit ministry. Join a worldwide network of Christian performers. Call 800-STAR-420 or amtcaudition.org.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th. A weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
What does that sound mean to you?
The fuse is lit.
Are you aware that time is running out?
The fuse is lit.
You may not be up to speed on other countries' economic problems, but did you know they could wipe out your 401k?
The fuse is lit.
Your retirement plan? Everything you have worked to earn in your entire life?
The fuse is lit.
Financial experts say it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Text FUSE. 339-38.
Do you know what you will do to prepare your family in the worst case scenario?
Free DVD.
Kirk Elliott, financial advisor, dedicated to making people ready
when the bomb goes off.
If you've not reached out for America's financial doctor,
do it now. Do it.
Kirk Elliott, PhD.com. Kirk Elliott, PhD.com.
That's two L's, two T's. Or call
866-211-8986.
The fuse.
866-211-8986. 866-211-8986.
Day for free.
All right, from Ames, Iowa, and New York City. And if we hear from Stephen tonight, he'll be in Los Angeles. He's attending the 168 Film Festival, and he's up for Best Actor in a Short Film by the group that's putting that on. And then he's also making a presentation for one of the awards tonight. So that's the 168 Film Festival, and he may be joining us by phone at some point in the broadcast. But he and I have been in Iowa, Ames, Iowa, where there's more hogs than people for the last couple of days. And they're getting a jump start on the 2014 and 2016 elections. And they're talking about the issues that are important to them. And one of them has directly to do with the degree of government interference in our lives. Earlier today, I had a chance to address the crowd as part of a media panel, and I had some thoughts about the president and this whole question of whether or not we could or could not trust him on the matter of the NSA surveillance. And guys in New York, if you've got it, fire the cut.
And say with a straight face, look, this NSA surveillance stuff, you don't really...
he says that, by the way, just perk up right there. Because you know something dishonest is about to fall. We're just doing it for your security. We're not interested in bothering or harassing ordinary Americans. Well, if he said that, and this was the first time that he was asking us to trust him, maybe we would be a little bit more lenient. But when you have Eric Holder lying to the Fast and Furious investigation, when you have the Justice Department lying about James Rosen to the FISA court to get a search warrant and a wiretap for his phone line and mom and dad's. Are they from Iowa or Kansas? It's somewhere here in the Midwest. It's a good family. When you've got the Justice Department tapping the phone lines of every single operative in the largest press organization in the country, and every one of these attorneys have only admitted the truth when they are told they have to. We have lost any responsibility to trust what the president says. So when he says, let me be clear, trust me, we're doing this for your security and not because we want to get involved in the lives of the ordinary American. Friends, I just reject that straight out. And it's because there's something missing, and it's called character. And the American people outside of 212 and 202 know what character is. They expect it of their public leaders, and they will demand it in the days to come.
And I honestly believe that. I believe every bit of that. The issue of whether or not one holds trust in public office is going to be tied directly to whether or not we, the people, have the confidence and transparency to be able to say you're worthy of the trust that we give you. But that's my take on it. And that was me from earlier today, Kevin McCullough in Ames, Iowa. Let me go back to the phones. Line one, Sherry, calling us from Iowa. Sherry's listening on Sirius XM. Sherry, welcome. You're on with Baldwin McCullough tonight. Just Kevin in for both of us. Hi.
Hi. It's a pleasure to speak with you. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure thing.
Just wanted to say that I absolutely agree with what you're saying. I thought about what he said as soon as it came out of his mouth. I thought, well, that's a little odd, because what is his version of what's an ordinary American? After all, in 2009 and 2010, when the Tea Party was starting up, he loved to call us teabaggers. And if you're conservative and you believe in the Second Amendment, you're a gun-toter. And if you happen to be a Christian, you're a Bible thumper. That's kind of a little odd from someone who wants us to trust him, but yet he's going to call a certain aspect of our ordinary citizens, quote-unquote, names. That just doesn't provoke a lot of trust on my part.
And you thought all of that the minute that he said what he said in the press conference yesterday?
Yes, sir, I did. It actually made me sick to the pit of my stomach. Because I just feel that he really is not in contact, so to speak, with the conservative part of this country. And I feel that perhaps what happened in the IRS as far as them not issuing permits right away to conservatives and to Tea Party members who want to start their own tea parties, I just think that put the cap on it.
Thank you, Sherry, for the call. I appreciate you being here. You know what's sad about the IRS scandal, and you just brought this up, is that it's now 3 months since he said he was going to get to the bottom of it. Not one single thing has been done. In fact, they're still delaying the applications of conservative groups. There are now more than 1,200 groups that have claimed grievance status on their 501c3 process, and that's shameful. Dave in Charleston and Chad in Port Richey, both of you, hold on. I want to hear your thoughts, and we'll have time before the hour's out. This is Baldwin McCullough Live. We're coming to you from New York, and tonight we're coming to you from the farm fields of Ames, Iowa. Only we're at the University of Iowa State. So, little tip here. Don't walk down the streets of Ames saying, go Hawkeyes, because this is cyclone country, and you don't want to tick off the cyclones. See, Cyclones just sound more dangerous than Hawkeyes, don't they? All right. So, and then here's the other thing I wanted to just mention to you before we get to the break. You may have heard in the last commercial break that Kevin McCullough, I went to Israel this last spring, and I am making a gift available to anybody that has ever wanted to go to Israel. And by the way, we are going to take a trip to Israel, and you will have a chance to go with us this next October, a year from this coming October. But if you've ever wanted to go, and who knows, I may even get Stephen on this trip, go to kmcisrael.com, kmcisrael.com, and check it out. That's all the details on the trip. But if you would like a free ebook of the photos of my trip from this spring, and we went to Jerusalem, we went to Galilee, we went to all of the places I've wanted to go. I was baptized in the Jordan River. We documented that. Anyway, it's all in the ebook from Shiloh to Shalom, and you can get a complimentary copy of that just by sending us a request to kmcradio@gmail.com, kmcradio@gmail.com, and put Israel ebook in the subject line. And then if you want information about the trip 1 year from this October, go to kmcisrael.com and you can check out that as well. This is Baldwin McCullough Live, coming right back with more of your calls next on Baldwin McCullough Live.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. When we started eHarmony.com in the year 2000, we never dreamed that by the year 2013, we'd have over 565,000 marriages. A high percentage of these marriages have involved two persons deeply dedicated to the Christian values we commonly espouse. Marriages that have proven to be unbelievably enduring and satisfying. Now, maybe you've never considered eHarmony. Some of you have tried us and didn't find what you were looking for. Whatever your story, I want you to know how deeply committed I am to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. If you've been away for a while, we want to welcome you back. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Come to eHarmony.com and get started today for free.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
And it do much good. It's Baldwin McCullough Live tonight from Ames, Iowa, as Stephen is still in Los Angeles at the 168 Film Festival, both presenting and receiving an award tonight, which is kind of fun. But that's why he's not here with us on Baldwin McCullough Live. And in the next hour, a very special treat. A new friend of Baldwin McCullough is going to join us, and we're going to talk about all things young people and female. I'm just going to leave it at that. Next hour, stay with us for that. So we're coming to you from the Family Leadership Summit, and the president yesterday said, trust me. Trust me, it's all about security. You can trust me. It's going to be okay because we won't hassle ordinary Americans. Whatever that means. Let me get back to the phones because, before we go, let's hear this clip. This was me from earlier this afternoon. That was basically in response to a question about how should what should the people that were there take away from trying to understand the role that the media is playing in the current discussion of the issues of the day. And I was trying to be as direct about the response as possible. But I feel like that's kind of what we've been asked, to elevate this historic presidency to above historic levels for those reasons. Hey, real quickly, before we go to this break, line four, Stephen, are you there?
Hey, Mr. McCullough, how are you?
I'm good. I know your night is busy. Real quickly, fill us in on what you're doing and why you're not here.
Oh, brother, I'm here in Glendale, California at the 168 Christian Short Film Festival. It's an amazing organization. And this year, a great new Christian production and distribution company called Echolight is sponsoring a $1 million budgeted Christian feature film to the grand prize winner of the festival. I'm here tonight as a presenter, and interestingly enough, Kevo, I did a little movie called Stop Traffic that is in the competition here, and I've been nominated as Best Actor. So I was there with you this morning, and now I'm here in Glendale, and we're here at the 168 Christian Short Film Festival, and it's just amazing.
All right. Well, represent us well. I know you're busy. Thank you for getting into the show. But we're now up against a break, and we're going to have to let you go. So I know you got to go do your thing. But travel safe, and we'll see you back in New York soon.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
All right. So there you go, Stevie B. Guys, we will continue with your phone calls, 888-340-3373. And congratulations tonight to New York Television as you're joining us live for the first time there on Channel 17. We're excited about that. Now 22 million households by television, coupled with the 300-plus radio stations that are with you tonight. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being here. Coming up next hour, special treat, and I'll explain more after the break. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Stay with us.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.